Hey, everybody, welcome to Pokemon World Tour. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
We're not guides nor hosts this time.
No, we're...
We are but
professors.
Men?
Professors.
We are professors, and we're here to learn you a Pokemon. Three, in fact, of a Pokemon family. This is the first of our patron-provided Pokemon Spotlight episodes. So
yes, made possible by listeners like you.
So if you go on patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh, you can get in on this. You can become a patron and help out. This episode in particular, and in fact, it's kind of like the fact that we got to this milestone is due to the generosity of Patron Zero, Matt, who bumped his donation up a little bit to get us here, and we are very appreciative. And he asked if we had any ideas for the first one, and if not, if we could do Piplup. And that's what we're doing.
Yep, we're doing Piplup.
So normally we do the whole, like, who is that Pokemon? And we're still gonna, but now you know already.
You know this one. Who are the other two, though? Who knows?
It could be anyone. I don't know. I forget the name of the second one already. So, without any further ado...
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Piplup! Piplup is... National Pokedex number 393.
That's so high up there.
It is not the, but a penguin Pokemon.
There are more penguin Pokemons?
Yep.
Are they all in the same family?
At least one more is, and I can't think of another one. It is a water-type Pokemon. It stands at about 1'4" and weighs roughly 11.5 pounds.
That sounds adorable.
He's very cute. He's got a big old bobblehead.
He sounds straight up adorable.
And he's so cute. Wait till we get to his Pokedex. He's just the cutest little guy. It has two abilities. It's Torrent, which is the regular one, which raises its water damage when it's hurting, when it's
right,
when it's blinking red or whatever.
Sure.
And its hidden ability is Defiant. And if I am reading this right, it's when a stat is lowered by an opponent through a move like Leer or Tail Whip or something.
Mm-hmm.
Its attack, Piplup's attack, raises two stages.
Oh.
So if you lower its attack, if you growl at it, its attack drops one stage.
But then it goes up two. But
then it goes back up to where it was and then up one more.
But if you lower its like defense,
but if you lower
attack still
defense,
goes up two.
The attack goes up two.
That's a good...
Yeah.
That's a good ability. Does it... I don't know if this counts as a spoiler for the others. Does it, when it evolves, does that go away?
Nope. It keeps these two abilities throughout its entire evolution line.
Nice.
Yep. So if it is a Piplup with Defiant, it evolves into a...
The next one with Defiant.
The next one with Defiant.
Don't spoil it.
And then into the next... A final form, I was going to say.
That's pretty good. That's a good hidden ability.
So you ready for the Pokedex entries?
I am very ready.
Piplup is a very proud Pokemon. It hates being taken care of by others, making it a difficult Pokemon to bond with.
Oh, I'm going to bond with you. Now, challenge accepted.
You grumpy little penguin, go over here, give me a hug. It is covered in a thick down that protects it from the cold. It can be found living along the shores of northern countries. It is a very skilled swimmer, able to dive for over 10 minutes while hunting. It's not the best at walking, however. It often falls over, and when it gets back up, it puffs its chest out.
Oh, I love it.
Because he's a proud little goober.
Guys, I just turned a corner on Piplup. What countries?
Northern. Like,
what does that mean?
Like,
is you know,
well, like,
is
Sinnoh.
This Gen 5?
Sinnoh is a northern country.
Okay.
Because in Platinum, it's just colder. There's snow everywhere.
Okay.
And as you go to the northmost part of it, even in Diamond and Pearl, it's all snowy and
yeah.
cold.
Is he a Gen 5? No, 300 is not Gen 5. That's got to be...
Four.
That's also a Turtwig.
Yep.
Okay. Who is the fire type in that?
Chimchar? Yes,
Chimchar.
I'm like, what's his name? The monkey one. The fire butt monkey.
That's not a terrible lineup.
It's not.
Now that I'm thinking about it. And Piplup definitely, I'm looking at him right now, and he's adorable.
He's very cute.
Okay, so do you have any more for the Pokedex?
Nope, that's it for Pokedex.
Okay, so before we hit the origin stuff, I think we should do our best to describe what he looks like.
Okay.
Okay. He's got little yellow feet and a beak and a big bobblehead like we talked about. It also looks like he's wearing pajamas.
Yeah, he does look like he's in pajamas now that you mention it.
And I kind of love that.
And he's got on like the front of his face, right above his beak in between his eyes, it's kind of like a lighter blue crown.
Yeah, it's like the rest of his body. And then like his head is like a darker blue. And he's got a tail. I like that they're proud, and I like that they are like, I'm not embarrassed.
Yeah, I didn't fall down. You fell down.
You fell down. I'll
hate you.
You.
Don't feed me, but like,
Let me eat that.
I only have a couple trivias, because there wasn't a lot for him. In the anime, it's the most selected starter in the Sinnoh region. Three anime characters, Don, Kenny, and Tyler. I don't know who Kenny and Tyler are. I know who Don is, though.
Oh, Don. Don's the girl. Okay, you said Don, and I thought, like, D-O-N.
No, like a Don. Like the Dawn. New day.
Yes, okay.
Yes. they all have a Piplup. Piplup was not actually designed by Ken Sugimori, who has done a majority of Pokemon.
He's the only name that I know that's associated with.
He is designed by Yusuke Omura.
Okay.
Who has designed a couple other ones.
But not a lot comparatively.
He's designed four Pokemon. Piplup is one of them.
Are the other evolutions?
I can't remember. No, it's not Piplup's evolutions. I can't remember the other one, but he also... He didn't fully design, but he helped design Xerneas and Aveltal too.
Okay. That's weird.
Yeah.
That they outsourced for like a couple.
They started doing that, I think, right around Gen 4, because Gen 5, like, I know the Vanillite line was designed by somebody else, and I think...
That makes sense.
I think Trubbish might have been too. I can't remember.
Someone who was like... Hey, design some Pokemon. He's like, I'm not ready. Ice cream cone, trash bag.
I like Vanillite. I think he's cute.
I don't like him.
Hey, can you guess what animal Piplup is based on?
A puffin.
No, he's a penguin.
Oh.
He's a penguin Pokemon.
There's a little bit of puffin in him, though.
There's not. Not according to this. Yeah. He's based on a young, like a baby penguin, or possibly this is an actual breed of penguin.
Okay.
A little penguin.
Oh, boy.
They are the smallest known penguins, and they are blue in color with, like, white tummies. They're very cute.
I'm looking at them now, and they are adorable.
They're, like, 13 inches tall.
Oh, boy. Look at those little guys. How do I get 100 of them? I know I can't have pets, but, like, who's going to tell me to get rid of my penguins? Nobody.
Nobody. They're going to see it. They're going to go, oh, you can keep it.
Not a jury in the world could convict me.
Its name is a combination of pip, which is a stage in baby bird development just before hatching from the egg, and plup or plop, which is the sound of like a pebble dropping into the water.
Okay. I always kind of put it together as like pup. I don't know what the pip came from, but like it's a baby penguin, like it's a pup penguin.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I thought. I'm frequently wrong in the name guessing.
Well, Piplup sounds like a baby something.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Its Japanese name, sorry about this, guys, a Pokahama, I think is right.
My favorite Disney movie.
Is a combination of Poka Poka, which is the sound, I guess, of a pebble hitting water, and Bachama, which means child.
Okay, so again, the same kind of thing.
Every time I read Bachama... I just say Botchamania in my head because it's exactly the same without the Nia at the end.
Oh, gosh.
So that is it for Piplup. Piplup, you use it because it's adorable. Put it in battle. Reaches level 16 and evolves into...
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Prinplup! Prinplup is Pokemon number 394. It is also a penguin Pokemon.
I get a little lazy in your categorization.
Still Pokemon. A water type. How tall was Piplup? Piplup is 1'4". Prinplup is 2'7", so it gains a little more than a foot.
It almost doubles itself.
It's still not very tall.
No.
Weighs 50.7 pounds.
Oh, it's a big boy, though. What it doesn't make in height, it more than makes up for in density.
Yeah, he's a chubby boy.
Yeah. Let me look up a picture of him.
Abilities are the same, so we'll jump right into the Pokédex. I love all these Pokédex entries. They're all very good.
I'm excited.
Prinplup is very independent and conceited, choosing to live away from others as every Prinplup views itself as the most important.
I love this Pokémon line.
It is capable of striking with its wings with enough force to snap even the thickest of trees, and it hunts for prey in icy seas. I didn't intend for that to rhyme. but that's really all there is in Pokedex stuff. They get a little thin. There's less generations to pull from.
Right. I really like...
But they can't live in groups because they all think they're the most important in the group.
I think I might know how its name origin came about, and I think it makes a lot of sense in context. So before we hit up to trivia, is that it for...
I don't have trivia, I just have origin stuff. There was no real trivia for Prinplup.
Okay, before we get to that, let's describe him. He's got, like, a cowl on instead of, like, just, like, a hood.
Okay, yeah, he's got, like, he's got light blue over his face, like around his eyes, but it also makes it look like he's got chubby cheeks.
Yes, he's like a Batman, like a chubby Batman, but penguin, a chubby penguin Batman. And he's got like his beak also has like sort of crown maneuver.
Like, yeah, he's like, got like gold crests,
like Christian's glasses, circa 1999. Do you remember Christian's sunglasses?
I do. They were like pilot headgear.
Yeah, it's just very weird. And he's also in pajamas, but his feet look very sharp now.
Yeah.
I like the progression. Like, it definitely, because some of the starters, like, you look at one and then you look at two, and it's like, oh, there's some leaps you got to make to get here.
Right.
This one, like, I think it's very sad. It's a very sad.
He grows
satisfying.
Up. He goes from Prince Sprocket to Prince Gasket.
Yeah. I like him. I'm coming around to the Piplup line.
I am too. I might breed one after this. I just thought of a real good name for one too. So
we didn't do a name. We'll do that at the end.
Yeah, because I name the final form usually. I name for the final form because I usually use them up until then.
I just name them what I feel.
Prinplup is based on a penguin. Duh.
Durr.
The crests on its head are likely based on a species of crested penguin. Its name is just a combination of prince and plup, or plop.
Which, again, makes sense why it cannot live. It is the prince.
It's the prince.
It can't
live.
They
can't all be the prince. I just picture, like, a group of six of them all just, like, slapping each other.
Yeah, just so mad fighting over a fish.
Japanese name is Potaishi, which is, again, a combination of Poka Poka, or Pacha Pacha. It's P-O-C-H-A twice.
I think that's Paka Paka.
Paka Paka.
Because P-O-K-A is Poka.
Okay.
So I think P-O-C-H would be Paka.
And then like P-O-C-K-Y is Pocky.
Yeah. So maybe that's Pacha.
Pacha. Pacha Pacha.
Pacha Pacha. Can you tell we don't know any Japanese?
So it's a combination of whatever that is, however you say that, and Kotaishi, meaning crown prince.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
And then you keep leveling it up. It gets to level 36 and evolves into...
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Empoleon! Empoleon is Pokemon number 395. It is the Emperor Pokemon.
Okay.
Now he's different. It's a water steel type.
Okay, gains a type.
It is 5'7", so it gains quite a bit of height.
Yeah, it
gains like 3 feet.
Gains 3 feet, yeah.
And it weighs 186.3 pounds.
Okay.
So he's dense. He's a dense boy. Same abilities. Pokedex. You ready?
Yep.
The three horns on its head is evidence of its power, with the leader of a group, so they go back to group living, having the largest horns.
Okay.
It is known to swim as fast as a jet boat, using its sharp wing edges to cleave any ice in its path. It avoids petty squabbles, but will strike with its wings if you hurt its pride. So still very proud. And if you hurt its pride, just like, it'll cut you. It'll cut you in half.
Yeah, it... I love this line, and that it is very consistent over the three. And
yeah,
it, like, it's
very
proud.
Thematic.
Yeah, everything makes a lot of sense. And like, again, like, its evolved form looks like it just grew up another stage. It is now the King Mondo. But, like, if King Mondo looked more like Gasket. Because he doesn't a lot. To describe him, or her, either,
it's 87.5% male.
Male, okay. That's what all the starters
are, right? All the starters are, yeah. To make them harder to breed.
Is that
females
harder to breed real quick?
Yeah.
Like, that. I guess that...
Without Dittos, if you take Dittos out of the equations, you need a female to make another one of that Pokemon.
Okay.
So by making them less female,
you can't just keep breeding. That's why they're so rare.
Yeah.
In universe, that makes sense.
It's too many males.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. So it's got big old wings now. It's in a tux.
It's in a tux. It's got like a frilly,
like cummerbund sort of deal, like, on.
With a giant blade down its center.
Yeah, it's got like a what's the opposite of dorsal? A frontal fin? It's got like a frontal fin on its belly.
It might have a dorsal fin too. I don't know what it looks like from behind.
I'm looking around and I don't see any.
If you go down to sprites, it should have the back sprite.
Oh, I just Google image searched.
Oh, okay.
I did find a Gen 1 Empoleon, and I like how that looks. It's kind of blank.
Let's take everything off of it.
I like people doing that. Yeah. Like, this is what Gen 1, like, and then this is what a Gen 5 version of Gen 1 Pokemon would look like.
Charizard has, like, a bunch of gold stuff on all his joints.
So he's got, like, little fingers coming out of his wings, too.
He does. I didn't notice. I thought that was just, like, markings on his wings, but those are definitely claws.
They're, like, spikes, yeah. Okay, so he does have one dorsal fin. I found a sprite on here. And he's got, like, two little gold patches on his back that I guess are where, like...
Like, shoulder blades? Just, like, gold bumps where his shoulder blades would be?
I guess. And then his like, crown thing has, like, like a trident.
Yeah.
Which is real nice.
And he's got, like, a big collar.
Yeah. He looks very regal. His
tiny little head sticks
just
out.
Just kind of, like, put in there.
Yeah, man, he's an emperor.
He is an emperor. I would understand this dude being a liege lord of a sort.
Yeah.
Hit me up with some trivia if you have any.
I have some.
Okay.
He's a water steel type, and that is a unique type combination to only Empoleon.
Really?
He's the only water steel type, and that steel typing, coupled with water, gives him resistance to 10 different types.
Dang.
Which is the most resistances of any starting Pokemon.
That's crazy.
It can also learn 7 HM moves. I think the only one it can't learn is Fly, which is also the most of any starter Pokemon.
Right.
So he's the most versatile.
Yeah. Dang, son. Good pick, Matt.
And I did not fact check this, so I'm taking it at its word.
Okay.
But it is roughly the same height as its namesake, Napoleon Bonaparte.
Napoleon was 5'7".
Okay.
For everyone thinks he's very short, but he wasn't. In fact, he was pretty tall for that era.
Yeah, 5'7" is a tall man back then.
Yeah. I'm 5'4" now. I'm very short.
Yeah.
Napoleon was taller than me. Napoleon was the appropriate height for, like, he was tall then. I don't know why. I don't know how. It seems like a weird rumor that his...
Yeah, I mean, he was, like, very successful at taking over a lot of places, so someone probably had a chip on their shoulder and
they just
like,
started this rumor that he was short. What a weird thing to do. This is what happens when you don't have the internet to fact check. No, just tell everyone he's short. We'll depose him. We will not be ruled by a short. Not in my country.
Oh no, he's actually a giant, I guess.
He's huge.
Its design is influenced by both the Emperor Penguin and the Royal Penguin, and I had to look up Royal Penguin. And it has like three yellow feathers coming off of its head and like kind of like slicked back, if I'm remembering it correctly. But it's very reminiscent of Empoleon's crown. The crown resembles a trident, which was also wielded by the Greek god of the ocean, Poseidon. Yeah. It's water type, so that's also...
It does have... It varies. This one looks like it got in an accident, but like... Yeah, they are like slicked back and they are like pointed a little bit. It's pretty crazy. Not as cute as little penguins.
No. I don't think anything is ever going to be as cute as little penguins.
No.
Its name is pretty obvious. It's a combination of Emperor and Napoleon.
Sure.
Which also includes Pole, like South Pole, North Pole.
Sure.
I don't know if that's intentional. It was mentioned on Bulbapedia, but I don't know.
That might be digging.
Yeah.
That might be reaching for it, but I mean, if not, cool.
Its Japanese name is Empart, which is just Emperor and Bonaparte. It's the opposite of ours.
Okay.
Because in Japan, it's last name, first name.
Right.
And then over here, it's first name, last name.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's different. But that's the Piplup line.
All right. What would you name one?
I would name it Mondo.
That's a good name. I would name it Neptune.
That's also a good name.
Yeah. Because he's got a big old trident on the top.
Yeah.
I do prefer the Greek god, so I would like to go with Poseidon, but he feels more like a Neptune to me.
I get that.
Yeah. So I guess wrapping up, final thoughts on the Piplup line?
I went into this not super thrilled about Piplup. Now I have to rethink my starter rankings, and I'm going to breed one. So
yeah, just the fact that they are like proud little jerks.
I'm excited to see
it. No, you know what? That was what I was going to call it. Chicken Hawk.
Oh, that's a great Piplup name.
Yeah, either works. Because yeah, I just like the fact that it is like a proud little jerk who does not want your help. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
like,
I can do it. I'm good.
I'm fine. I'm a baby Piplup. Leave
me
alone.
Like, once you break through that barrier, man, and you get that first Piplup, that Piplup hug.
Oh God, you're in.
Mm.
There's nothing sweeter in this world than a hug from a Piplup. That's forbidden fruit.
I'm very excited to see how he's portrayed in the anime now.
Apparently, there's a lot of them.
Because he's just a cute penguin, so I thought he was just like a snuggly goober.
He looks like he would just be... He looks like he's dumb. Like, he looks like he's just like,
yeah,
I'm just happy to be here. Like
Seal.
Yeah.
But but instead he's a little jerk.
Yes.
And I kind of love that.
I don't know how he sounds. I'm going to look that up when we're not recording.
Okay.
But yeah, I like him now. I have to change my rankings because of this episode.
So now I have to do like actual research on the starter list.
The rest of them, I'm going to be going up. No, I'm going to read all the Pokédex entries at the very least.
Yeah.
Just to
get familiar with who they are as people.
Right. This would be a good Pokemon to have in United. I already have a water type, though, so like
I do, too.
I don't know how, but we'll see. I like Luke. I like my buddy Luke. But yeah, I really enjoy Piplups. I really came around to them, because I kind of notoriously, I guess at this point, don't love any of the starters between Gen 3 and 6, or between Gen 2 and 6, except for like Turtwig. But like now I like Piplup.
Me too.
Yeah. What a guy. What a little dude. That's it. That concludes the first ever Pokemon Spotlight. Well, Patreon-funded Pokemon Spotlight, because we did one on...
Right, we did a couple bonus ones, but now this is like a monthly thing.
Yeah.
And this is the first one ever of that.
So we have next times, right?
The next one's going to be Abra and all of them.
So get ready for that. And then after that, we don't have anything planned?
Nope.
So if you guys have any suggestions, send them in. We'll mention that it was you, because this, again, was brought to you by Patron Zero, Matt. Thank you very much again, Matt. Super, super generous of you.
Yeah,
and,
very cool.
And also just like good choice of Pokemon. Like,
yeah, look what you did.
Look what you did.
There's going to be days of me breeding Piplups, and it's all your fault, Matt.
Yeah, he's not going to be breeding another Pokemon now. It'll be Piplups.
Yeah, I'm still going to do Trubbish soon, but I think I'm going to do Piplup first.
Get the perfect trash pile. The perfect piece of garbage.
Name him Grumpster, thanks to Ross Butler.
Oh, I would name him Davey Vega.
But he's trying.
He's trying. So that's it. If you're listening to this in the main feed, you can head on over to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh and kick a couple bucks our way and help support our podcasting endeavors, and also be a part of this. Help out with cool things like this. So consider that. Go check that out. I don't know how these go yet, so I don't have anything else. But until next time,
smell you later.